Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. For a lot of people, it's Tuesday. That means, like, I don't know, Taco Tuesday or Monday closed Friday. Yeah. Everyone look at it. For Melanie, it's the day after. It's the day after The Bachelor.
Day after The Bachelor.
Now, are you still amped up from the show last night, or are you just anticipating the next?
No, this season's actually been really good.
So you're excited?
I'm still going to talk about last night's episode with people in the hallway, if that's what you're saying.
Well, talk to me about yoga.
Oh, wait. Yoga's something completely different.
Oh, it's nothing to do with The Bachelor? Yeah.
No, has nothing to do with Bachelor.
Oh, I misunderstood this whole conversation we just had.
No, there should be a clip in there of Demi getting sent home. Yeah, now, if you remember.
That. Listen, I saw a thing on my screen that said rage yoga, and I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. If there was rage yoga last night with all those girls in The Bachelor and I missed it, that's the one I wanted to see.
They could have used some rage yoga, but no, it did not happen. Instead, 5 women went home last night.
Whoa!
5.
But like,
just like, boom, 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 just dropping like flies.
Hold on, but they're like permanently off the show?
They're done. Colton sent 4 chicks home last night. And then there was a girl who left on her own. She was like, you know, if our relationship was really supposed to work out, then it wouldn't be this hard. AKA, he was not interested in her. Mm. And she was getting no one-on-one time with him. They weren't clicking. So she took herself out of the competition. And then the week before that, Elise took herself out of the competition. So what I think, and we're not really seeing all of it on the show, is that there is definite connections already being made. And I think the girls that are there see it and go, all right, well, he's so in love with these two, I'm just done.
And they're disconnected.
And they're just done.
They already have their fame kind of, right? So they're
already got their Instagram followers up. So they're right. Like, I feel like I'm good to go now.
Yeah. All right, so here's Colton sending her home, right?
Sending Demi, who was the villain so far, or quote-unquote villain. Now Hannah B. is taking that.
All right, here we go.
I now feel like I am falling in love with you. Ooh. I just want time to be able to, like, enjoy each other and to just, like, let myself fall.
Sounds like she's reading that. I mean,
I know my eyes
sounds
are
like
rolling
she's
so hard.
Reading that, like, I mean, it's hard to take this serious.
And I do think about us, but there's a part of me that just doesn't know if we can get there. I can't.
Also, sounds like he's reading that. By the way.
Sit here, and after hearing that tonight, and put you through a ceremony.
So he sent her home, and I'm guessing it may have had to do with the fact that on their one-on-one, she decided to call her mother, who was in federal prison.
Whoa.
Maybe a problem.
Has that happened to you in the past on a date?
I don't know.
I guess she had just recently been released.
I've been on some dates that I wish I was in federal prison then, instead of being on that date. But no, I didn't know you could just direct line someone in federal prison
Well, I guess
like
her
that.
Mom just got out of federal prison. Oh, and so then they called her.
She's halfway housing it somewhere?
Okay. So she was talking to her saying, I hope to reconnect with you and I hope you can meet Colton. And you could just look at Colton. Yeah.
Kevin, are you? I will say, of all the updates Melanie's done, this is the most interesting. Like, this is the one where I'm like, well, there's no football on. I could maybe watch a couple. No.
Really?
Well, because I like how there was like 5 people thrown off the show. Like, I feel like now we're
rapid fire.
Somewhere.
Well,
yeah.
Because they had to do something.
Well, it's cutthroat now.
It has to be. I do have a question, Melanie, about this show. Can women, is this true?
He's into it now.
Yeah.
No. Can women fall for men that quick? And it's all these women have fallen in love with this guy.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
3 weeks.
Well,
I understand it's a reality show.
First of all, have you seen him?
I'm not falling in love with a guy.
Okay, I have a hard time. I'm with you. I have a hard time believing that all of them are in love with him.
There's no way.
Yeah, but the average person, I think they say that you have 3 people you're in love with or something before you meet the one. So if you think about it that way, it's just happening in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, with the cameras.
But I think you can fall in love that quick.
What do they do during commercial breaks? Are they still in love or do they take some time off? Like, how does that work? Is it?
I don't know. That's the magic of Hollywood.
It really is.
Just don't ask questions, Mark.
All right. Listen, I said of all the weeks, of all your updates, this is the one where I'm starting to go, maybe I'll watch next week.
How about next week?
I do the update. And like, it's from my point of view.
You should do it. It's shaping up to be a really good season.
God, I said it, and I was like, oh, that was funny. And then I was like, no, it's a terrible idea.
I'm going to keep this tape.
Do it.
No,
back.
No, thanks.
Mark's watching The Bachelor next week.
I'm a huge fan.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
You know, there's a million kind of yogas. Have you heard of rage yoga?
Rage yoga.
Rage.
I've heard of goat yoga.
No. Rage yoga. We'll tell you what it is next. QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. That was Zach Brown Band, someone that I used to know. I'll tell you, if I didn't look up and see that, I would not have guessed that was ZBB. Would not have.
No, me either.
Like, that's a major transformation for sound, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Would you call it major transformation?
Yeah, from the last one where they got back to their roots, because that was the song, remember?
Roots!
Yeah, so I remember that. They kind of got back to more traditional. Now, this is completely different. Now, he had this side project called Sir Roosevelt that was more dancey sounding, that style. It's like he's combined the two.
I don't know, man.
It's definitely different.
Yeah.
That sounded like something you'd hear at a music festival, you know, like an EDM kind of festival. I don't know.
Like if Fire Festival happened, that's what you'd hear?
Yeah. Yes.
That's true.
Totally.
Right. Yeah. I'm not going to hear that on the beach with my, you know, I don't know.
It's a different sound.
It's different Zach, right?
Yep.
All right. Different Zach. Zach's back. All right. Tell you what is back too. Is Rage Yoga. Ooh, that Zach Brown Band song could be good for Rage Yoga.
Oh, I don't know. I think it was a little too happy. I think for Rage Yoga, you need some, like, let the bodies hit the floor.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, that's
unbelievable.
Good. All right.
You went next level. So, Rage Yoga, I'm going to play the little clip here, and then we'll get Melanie's take on it, and then Melanie may perform it for us here. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Exhale, release all that. Let it go. Rage yoga is a practice that involves breathing, stretching, mudras, yoga postures, and a lot of bad humor. We actually take beer breaks during the class.
Yes.
Yes.
It's definitely not for everybody, and that's totally okay. I also don't recommend bringing your children. So that's what this does. It allows you to have a safe space to let go of your anger and frustration and rage in a healthy way.
So you just go to yoga and you get really, really angry. Sometimes I'll buy my wife like a yoga session on Indian Rocks Beach. There's some companies that you can go out there on like a Saturday morning.
Beach yoga,
Yeah, and she's like, it's great. It's quiet. The breeze, the water. You know, this is...
It's very zen. This is the total opposite of what I would think of when I think yoga. Usually it's om and you're relaxed.
But this is anger, man. This is like... And I guess the idea here is just to go and just... Physically, you're getting some work done, but mentally and emotionally, you're just getting it all out too, right?
Do you wonder, I mean, I wonder if afterwards you have the same feeling that you have from relaxed yoga, because at the end of the day, you're releasing all of the stress, like you said, so maybe it's the same effect.
It's a great idea. There's only one way to find out. Like, you should
do it.
Perform both and see how you feel after, you know, check your vitals and things like that and see what's going on.
Well, it wouldn't be safe for air if I was doing rage yoga.
No, it wouldn't.
I'm not going to go, oh, this is crap.
But I like, that would not be. That's like,
it's not going to work. I need to really rage.
I'm really upset right now. Oh, you're not. But I do like the beer breaks. Like, you know.
Can we have those during regular yoga?
Yeah. Or how about just like at work? Like regular work. That too, right?
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, it's straight up 7 o'clock. So, you know, now.
Straight up.
So now, between now and 8 o'clock, you're listening for back-to-back Luke Bryan songs. Ninth caller, you know what you're in for.
Luke Bryan tickets! You get to go see him at Country Thunder.
Yeah, man, this could be great. And then, this is so cool. The grand prize, $2,000 in cash. We're just going to dump just money all over you.
Money.
You have tons of money for Country Thunder. And then backstage, a little hangout with Luke.
That's
backstage.
Priceless. Can't put a price on that.
Yeah.
When are you going to meet Luke Bryan?
Well, you can't buy that. So it's like the $2,000 in that sense, you know, spend it on beer because you can't spend it on hanging out with Luke. But we'll get you that. And then platinum seating. So it's almost like you never leave Luke's side.
Oh.
So you'll meet him and then.
Such a good time.
Yeah. So back to back, Luke Bryan songs could happen anytime between now and 8 a.m. 99.5 QYK. On the way next, how Girl Scout cookies have changed my life.
Ruined?
I don't know. I got to think about that. But it's next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. So Girl Scout cookies have arrived for delivery. A lot of people are getting their Girl Scout cookies. My oldest daughter, Charlie, this is her first year in Girl Scouts. Now, Charlie's amazing. She's great. Love her to death. Like, it's just unbelievable.
Of course.
Right. She's just the best. And she really takes everything she does seriously.
Uh-oh. I feel like this is when somebody starts off giving you a compliment and they're about to say something bad.
Like, but.
Yeah.
And then he turns the corner.
So you love Charlie, but.
No. So she sells all these Girl Scout cookies. I think she actually sold the most in her troop.
No way.
Yeah. But she took it real serious.
That's awesome.
So here's the thing. Charlie can't drive. Okay, she doesn't have a driver's license.
That would be weird.
So all the Girl Scout cookies have been delivered. We had to go pick them up, okay? And now we have to deliver them to the people who bought them.
Right.
Okay, almost 200 boxes.
200. Now, how many are each person getting on average? Two boxes? I mean, how many?
2 to 4, yeah.
2 to 4, so that's a lot of different stops.
Some people bought 10, some people bought one. But yeah, 2 to 4, I think, is... So,
man, whoever bought 10, living their best life. I'm not mad at
them. They don't care. But my thing is like, you would be shocked at this becomes your full-time job as a parent trying to, this was so funny. My wife over the weekend had to go and make Girl Scout cookie delivery drops to people. People either like weren't home or they couldn't be there when they said they were going to be there. So she's driving around the cookies. Finally, she comes to me and she goes, hey, this one couple bought cookies. And they're going to be up at this bar up the street. Can you go deliver their cookies? And I'm like, I guess. Yeah, you know.
I mean, don't have to twist my arm.
Right. So I walk into the bar. I put all these cookies in the box. And I walk up to, or I drive up to the bar. And there's a band playing out front.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they see me holding a box of cookies. And the guy's like, hey, this guy's selling Girl Scout cookies. And everyone looks over and they're like, yeah. And I'm like, no.
I'm just delivering.
I'm just dropping them off.
Already called for.
But the guy can't hear me because he's singing and there's music and everything. And it's like crazy. And I get home and my wife's like, I'm so, this is unbelievable. Like how many, like she has a chart now, my wife. There's boxes stacked to the ceiling in our house. and she's got a chart. So I'm just going, this really, like, it becomes a full-time job. And for you moms out there and dads, but my wife has done most of the work, I have to admit. I don't know how you do this every year. Like, it's just, this becomes your full-time job.
It's a lot of stress.
And then one day, yesterday, I was looking at the cookies and I was like, I'm just going to start eating them all so we don't have to deliver them, you know?
That's the hardest part, is just not digging into them. God. I remember when I was a Girl Scout, we had the same issue when it was delivery time. They were there, and I have 3 older brothers. The next thing I know, they'd be digging in the boxes, pulling out Samoas, and I'm, no, because you have the little chart. You know who gets what. Have some unaccounted for.
I'll give you a secret weapon tip right here. Take your Samoas and dip them in peanut butter. Oh. Gosh.
Oh, seriously?
Next level. You'll have an out-of-body experience. I mean, like a good one. 800-992-1099. It's super healthy. 800, it's mental health.
Right.
Call us now. Like, what are you going through with the Girl Scout cookies? Like, what's the one big thing you had to go through delivering these cookies? Or I've also heard these stories. I've read them on social media of people who are like, I order cookies and they never got delivered. And they were too embarrassed to call the people. Because it's like $4 a box.
Yeah.
But I'm like, wait a minute. Like, you ordered cookies. You got excited for cookies. You know what I mean? You need to fight for your cookies.
I feel like we could be onto something here. Uber should team up.
I thought about
with
this.
Girl Scouts every single year. And then parents should just pay a lump sum, a donation, if you will, whatever, to Uber. And then get all the cookies delivered for you.
Dude, it's a great idea. If you could third party out the actual delivery
outsource service,
I'd be paying that right now all day. Easy. Call us now. Girl Scout cookie delivery drama. What happened? 99.5 QIK. I got boxes of Girl Scout cookies to my ceiling. 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie. Got to get these things delivered. And it's hard because you're trying to get on everyone else's schedule to go deliver all these cookies. I got to tell you, I thought like people would come to your house to pick up the cookies. You got to deliver them to people.
Oh, yeah.
So... I don't know. I wouldn't have encouraged Charlie. Well, that's not true. I still wanted her to sell a lot, but I didn't.
You just didn't want to have to follow through with it. The lesson here is.
Yeah, what is the lesson? Tell me the lesson.
Overcommit yourself and then underdeliver.
You might be right. Let's talk to Andy. Andy, he's got experience with a lot of Girl Scout cookies. What's up, Andy?
We had a garage and a living room full of cookies.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
all the local troops had to come by the house and get their. From my mother.
Oh, my gosh. Now, did you ever, like, steal a couple of boxes?
I got so sick of Girl Scout cookies.
I didn't know that was possible.
Dude, that's where I'm at. And I'm like, I don't know how that was ever possible, but like, I see a box of Samoas and I'm like, I get cramps.
Yeah,
I'm like, the stress, you know what I mean?
Now Mark is reinventing ways to eat them because he's so bored with it. He's dipping them in peanut butter.
Well, the mint ones will never, I'll never get sick of the mint cookies.
The thin mints.
Thin mints. I'm into thin mints and martinis now. The only time I ever have a thin mint is when I'm having a martini. It's a thin mint martini. It's really good. I'm just trying to put creative spins on these things, you know?
There you go.
Girl Scout cookies. Just overflowing.
Martinis?
Oh, yeah. Thin mint martini.
I would have never guessed that one.
Well, I got cookie boxes everywhere. I'm just trying to get creative over there
at
the house.
What else can we make?
Never give up. Never give up. 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK. All right, Girl Scout cookies. It is like a undertaking, man. It's a full-time job when you got to deliver Girl Scout cookies that your kids have sold. What do you got, Kelly?
Try being a cookie mom for the last 10 years. Mm. Having the entire troop cookie in your house and hoping the girls will come and get them at the right time.
That sounds brutal. I mean, I applaud you.
Hold on. So have everybody over at your house, and then you have an open house for Girl Scout cookies?
I sort them by what the girls order. So those are big orders. And then I tell them the time that they need to come and pick up the Girl Scout cookies.
Right.
And then if they need any more during the sale or during the cookie booth, then I'm the one they have to get to. And then I have to collect the money from all the girls.
Oh, my gosh.
Last 10 years.
Yeah. Have you ever had someone that ordered cookies, but you couldn't track them down to deliver them and they never paid for them?
Like Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we have.
That's like...
So that we have, and the troop's responsible for them, so we have to sell them.
I know.
The troop has to pay for them.
I know. Well, we've got a couple people that aren't, like, I don't know. I don't think they're going to deliver on their want for Girl Scout cookies, so it's kind of like, I think we're going to have to pay for them.
You can't give them back.
I know, and that's the thing, is you can't give them back, and so you have to pay for them. But what I'm thinking about doing tomorrow is... I think I'm going to bring my kids here. Not going to tell anybody. And just have them sell.
Well, you kind of just did, but
Right. But I'm going to have them walk around and sell all the leftover cookie boxes, like guilt trip them. You know what I mean?
Cookies.
Yeah. But I kind of like your style, Dog the Bounty Hunter. This should be a new term. It should be deadbeat cookie buyers.
Yes.
Like instead of deadbeat dads, but these are the people who said they were going to buy cookies. We ordered them, paid up front, and then they never.
And you show up at their house.
Right. And there should be a sign where it's like, you do have a sign and you could put, this is a residence of a deadbeat Girl Scout cookie.
Yes.
They ordered them and they never paid for them. Deadbeat Girl Scout cookie. We'll have to come up with something a little. But
that's
it's too long.
Yeah. That's a working title.
Deadbeat.
But I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Text us if you have a good one. People who buy Girl Scout cookies, they ordered them, but they didn't deliver.
They flake on buying the cookies, so I'd call them a cookie flake.
Maybe we'll just call them deadbeat Samoas or something like that. We'll have to come up with something.
Samoas.
Deadbeat.
We got to work on this.
Deadbeat Do-Si-Do right here. Deadbeat Do-Si-Do lives here. 99.5 QIK.
Their little friend. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, still listening for those two Luke Bryan songs back-to-back between now and 8 o'clock because you're going to get Country Thunder tickets.
Yep.
And maybe backstage with Luke Bryan, $2,000 in that platinum VIP seating at Country Thunder. So two songs going to happen at some point in the next 25 minutes. Here on QIK.
And people keep texting in and asking, do I call after the second song? Right when it starts, you dial the number, call us up.
Get on it as soon as you hear it. So could happen anytime. Could be in 2 minutes. Could be in 20 minutes.
You never know.
Just trying to give you as much heads up as we can. This is really cool. Valentine's Day is, of course, the day after tomorrow. Hooters does this every year.
Some guys are going, don't.
They're like, what? Wait, huh? Yep.
It's almost here.
Hooters does this every year. I'm so glad they're doing it again. I feel like, you know, like we live in this time where like political correctness just is on the rise.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I could see this being something that, you know, it would be like, you can't do this anymore.
You can't do this anymore. The wussification of America is
totally
what I call it.
But Hooters is sticking with it, and I think it's great. Good job, Hooters. If you bring in a picture of your ex on Thursday.
On Valentine's Day, yeah.
Yeah, on Valentine's Day. And you let them shred it in a paper shredder right in front of you, they'll give you 10 free wings. So you buy 10, you get 10 free. Isn't that cool?
I think it's great.
I think that's pretty cool. Kevin, would you partake?
I don't think I have a picture of an ex.
I don't think I do.
Sir, so your wife's listening.
You have to go to like CVS, I guess, and print them off because nobody, like, who would keep a picture of their ex, especially in 2019? Like, no one has pictures anyway. So you'd have to go and print one off.
I randomly came across a picture of my ex recently. It was awkward.
Would you go in? I saw somebody on social media that said they're going in. They made friends with another ex, but it's the same person. It's the same guy. And the two ex-girlfriends became friends. And they're going into Hooters with the pictures. And they're going to live, Facebook Live.
It's the same guy in the
pictures. The same guy. They've got two different pictures of the same guy.
That's great.
And they're going to Facebook Live and then tag him in it while they eat their wings and they shred pictures of them.
It'd be even better if somebody wanted to, if they just found out that someone was cheating and then they did the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's how they caught him.
Here's another great one for Valentine's Day. This will cost you $20, but there's a rehab center that will put your ex's name on a salmon, right?
Oh, well, like a wildlife rehab center.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Did I say not a drug rehab?
I was thinking, wait a second, what's going on at this rehab facility with salmon?
No, but wildlife, you're right. They help. Anyway, they'll take a live fish, a salmon.
Yeah.
And they'll write your ex's name on it and feed it to a bear.
Are you serious?
Well, they're going to feed the bear anyway.
Yeah, it's for a good cause.
Right. I mean, you get what I'm saying?
No, I get it.
They feed injured bears so the bears get better.
Yes.
So they're going to feed.
With a salmon.
So all you salmon lovers out there, calm down because they're going to feed the bear anyway. But they put a picture of your ex and then they take a video of feeding your ex to the bear.
Oh, my god!
It's so dumb, but it's so cool, isn't it? Like,
I just like that it's for a good cause because I wouldn't even waste 50 cents on an ex-boyfriend. But if you're telling me that a bear who is in rehab,
who needs help, right,
yeah, can get fed off of it, then it's funny.
They'll also send you a special certificate
and
photos of the feeding. So it's something you might be interested in.
That is so extra. You got to really hate someone.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
That's bad.
I'm going to feed you, but through this other body to this bear.
I'm like, down for the Hooters wings, though.
The Hooters wings are great because at least you get to eat. You know what I mean?
They're free.
Yeah.
You're already there.
You're like, thanks, Bill, you jerk. Then you get 10 wings
at show. I'll take mild, please. Thank you.
New music. This is Hardy. It's called Rednecker.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
That's Hardy. It's new music. It's called Rednecker. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. You know, I've changed my mind. We were talking about Hooters is going to give you 10 free wings if you bring in a picture of your ex and let them shred it. Or we were talking about this wildlife refuge that's saving bears, and you could call them, pay them $20.
Mm-hmm.
They'll write your ex's name on a salmon and feed it to a bear. That's what I want to do now.
You'd rather do that?
Yeah. There's something, I don't know, I would. I changed my mind.
Do you even care about your ex at this point?
No.
How many years have you been married?
100. But I wouldn't do it because, yeah, I don't care. But then I thought about if you're saving a bear, I would call and put like my least liked, or let me rephrase that, my most hated football team on there. You know what I mean? Like anything.
So the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
I'd call them up. What's your least favorite?
I'd call them and say, hey, my ex's name Dallas and her last name is Cowboy. Write that on the fish. All right, cool. Here's $20. And then they send me a
do
video.
It.
Isn't
Mark,
that cool?
You should do it.
I'm going to do it because you're helping save bears. I think it's pretty cool.
Dallas Cowboy.
Her name's Dallas Cowboy. And she was terrible. So, I don't know. That's my idea. That's pretty good. But
I
love that wildlife refuge. It's so creative. It's so out of the box.
Yep.
It's so, so, so cool. All right. On the way after 8 o'clock this morning, we got a chance for you to get some Rascal Flatts tickets. This is going to be really, really cool. And what we want to do is we figure that some guys may screw up this whole Valentine's Day thing.
They often do.
I think we're getting better, but we're not there yet.
Well, we want to help the guys out.
Right. At the end of the day, this really helps the woman, the fiance, the girlfriend, the wife, whatever, because we want a guy to call and then we want to conference you with your significant other and hopefully like they're at work and we want you to sing like a love song to him, a Rascal Flatts love song. And if it's really good, then we'll give you Rascal Flatts tickets.
But also, if it's really bad, I want to give
give you Rascal Flatts tickets. Right. So
we just want to hear you serenade your significant other and make a fool out of yourself, basically.
Right. So maybe, you know, get online and start getting some lyrics from a Rascal Flatts song. You know, probably not Life is a Highway, because that's not like a romantic song.
I want to ride it all night long.
Well, maybe it is romantic now that I think about it. I don't know.
You're so, going my way. What?
Maybe it is romantic after that. I don't know. But get ready. Rascal Flatts tickets, your chance to sing to your significant other after 8 o'clock, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
I'm so excited for this. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. So we got a bunch of Rascal Flatts tickets, and we were thinking, well, Valentine's Day is the day after tomorrow. What if we had guys, because guys are going to mess up Valentine's Day. It's just what we do. It's in our DNA.
Yeah, or they just waited too long to make a reservation. They haven't picked out a gift yet.
What if we give guys a chance to call their significant others and sing like a Rascal Flatts song? Because Rascal Flatts are into like romance and I love you.
They've got some sappy songs, yeah.
Yeah. It's a couples band, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
it would be a good date. It would be a good gift for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and then the gift would be if you call and do that, because first off, we're hooking you up because you're seeking another's going to be like, oh my gosh, you called us live on the radio and sung to me. You must love me. Like, it's amazing.
Aww, it's
and
cute.
Then we're going to give you tickets to the Rascal Flatts show. So it's like,
it's a win-win.
Dude, what a Valentine's Day present, right?
You might publicly humiliate yourself in the process, but it's worth it. Rascal Flatts tickets.
All right, two songs away, a chance to call. Two songs away, a chance to call. But you gotta call your significant other and sing to them. That's what's on the, you have to.
Better know some Rascal Flatts songs.
Yeah, we're basically saving your Valentine's Day ahead of time.
You're welcome.
Yeah. 99.5, it's QIK and Kim Moore. Tampa Bay's morning crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, first person that calls us now and is willing to let us connect you with your significant other. We need guys to call and sing to your wife, girlfriend, significant other, and sing a Rascal Flatts song, and we'll hook you up with these Rascal Flatts tickets.
And you don't have to be good.
Now, here's the thing. The most entertaining is if you were like really good or really bad.
Yes.
And it's almost cool if like you're really bad, but you're like, I don't care. I love my significant other so much.
It's almost more romantic that way.
So call, let us sing live on the radio, or you'll sing live on the radio.
I was about to say, Mark, wow.
No, you
want to give us a taste of your vocal abilities?
Kevin can sing. He's great.
Oh, Kevin,
you are really good at singing.
I'm terrible.
No, it's Kevin. Stop.
Would you sing a little bit of Rascal Flatts?
Oh, yeah, he does. He really...
I mean, I can if you want me to.
Oh, I definitely want
you
to.
Well, I can tell you he doesn't want to.
No, I really don't. This is true.
No.
Because God bless the broken road that led me straight to you.
I thought I'd back you a little back on vocals, buddy.
Because I have a horrible voice.
No. You're very good. You're very good.
Thank you.
800-992-1099. Got to call your significant other and sing... And if you do that, we'll give you these Rascal Flatts. Guys, we're just helping you out a little bit ahead of time here for Valentine's Day. Okay? Just
and
helping
it
you
can't
out.
Be worse than what you just heard.
That's correct.
Just try.
Man, thanks for the support.
I mean, those harmonies or whatever that was. I don't even know what that was.
That was 8:15 in the morning harmony. You know what I'm saying? We have no warm-up time.
You know, stick with your day job.
Well, all right. If we have to, we will.
Okay.
It's 99.5 QIK. Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Well, there's a woman in the Tampa Bay area who is about to get a phone call from her fiance, and he's going to sing.
He's going to serenade her.
With a Rascal Flatts song, and then we're going to give him Rascal Flatts tickets. Little early Valentine's Day present.
Yeah, but
cool.
He's got to follow through. He can't chicken out.
Yeah, he's on hold. Let's get to Jason. What's up, Jason?
Hey, how are you?
We're doing good, my man. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty stoked right now, brother.
All right, so I'm going to call Kim. Kim is your fiance?
Yes.
How long y'all been together?
This will be like 7 months, almost eight.
All right.
I love that they're engaged after 7-8 months. It took me 8 years. Congrats, though. That's awesome. Do you feel like your vocal cords are warmed up and you're ready to sing to her?
I am, yeah. I think that they're ready.
Okay, so these are for Rascal Flatts tickets. Coming to the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amp on May 24th. What song are you going to sing, Jason?
Broken Road.
Okay. We're going to connect you here with Kim. We're calling her on the other line right now. She has no idea we're calling. And you're just going to start singing. We'll prompt you when to do it, okay?
Okay.
All right, for Rascal Flatts tickets.
All right, we understand we've made contact. Here we go. Hey, Kim.
Yeah?
Hey, Kim, welcome. Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. You know a guy named Jason?
I know a guy named Jason.
Okay, good. Is he...
Do you like him?
He's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he told us that you're his fiance.
Yeah,
so.
We just want to make sure that... Okay, y'all are engaged, right?
That is true.
Okay, that would be good. That's good. So far, he's passing all the big tests. So Jason happens to be on the phone. We've conferenced you all together, and he wanted to do something here on the air. And go ahead, Jason.
I said I'd want a narrow way many years ago. Hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two. Wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see
really
how every time pointed straight to you. But every long...
Oh, here we go with the chorus. Yes, bring it home.
Let me see where you are. The others who broke my heart. They were like northern stars.
Jason, great job, buddy. You proved yourself.
You know what that means.
Jason, you and Kim, y'all be together with Rascal Flatts May 24th.
Yeah.
Hang on a second, guys.
I think Jason would still be singing if
I
we
know.
Didn't stop him.
He is into it. That's awesome. All right, so we have another pair of tickets. Let's do another one. Let's try to get somebody else to call their fiance or girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever.
All right.
And we'll see if we can get some tickets here for Valentine's Day. Early Valentine's Day gift. Guys, we know you'll mess this up, but this is like a little... It's the Mark and Melanie insurance policy. That's what this
is.
Yeah,
we're helping you out.
Yeah, we're helping you out. So call us now, 800-992-1099. Let's try to get another one on.
All right.
99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK. I don't know if you saw, but Snapbagger made a... They made a Jeopardy question.
No.
Last night, and they... Yeah, it was pretty good. They put it on... Old Dominion put it on their Instagram, and it was like, I forget the exact wording, but it was like, it's referred to as something you have in your head. It's a certain style of baseball cap, and it was made famous by a country music group, Old Dominion. It's obviously
what
a hat.
Is snapback for 500, Bob?
Right. And so they were like, we finally made it. We're a Jeopardy question.
That's awesome.
Good for them. All right. Now let's talk about Rascal Flatts. Okay. And Valentine's Day, the day after tomorrow, we've got Roy on the phone holding. What we're doing here is we've given away Rascal Flatts tickets, but we want guys to call and then allow us to conference them with their significant others. Maybe they're on the way to work. Maybe they're already at work. But they have to sing. They have to do a little ballad of a Rascal Flatts song.
Yeah, whether they can sing or not. That's, and their significant other has no idea we're calling them.
Yeah. So Roy's been holding on, and we're getting his information and his, I think it's his wife's information. And then he's going to sing to her if we can get her on the phone. And hopefully she'll still be his wife or still with him after this all happens.
Guy was really good.
Yeah, the last guy was real. What was his name again? What was the last guy, Kevin? Jason. He was awesome. He was really, really good. Roy. Hey, Roy.
Yes, sir.
What up, brother?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man. They say you can sing some Rascal Flatts.
Yeah. Not as good as that last guy, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Man, he was good, wasn't he?
Oh, man. He tore it up. He's going on American Idol or something.
But you know what? We don't judge here.
No.
So it doesn't matter if you're not as good as him. It's just about the fact that you're going to serenade your significant other, and if you do it, we'll give you the tickets.
You've given us
100%.
You've given us Andrea. Andrea's your wife?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, Andrea's your wife. Kevin's trying to call her right now on the other line. We'll comfort you here in a second when we get her. What song are you going to sing?
I'm singing What Hurts the Most.
Oh.
Ooh, I like it.
Now, have you ever sung to her before, or not really?
Not on the radio.
Right.
I mean, at the house. We go to concerts all the time and stuff, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, we got her, Kevin?
Yes.
Oh, we got her. Andrea. Hey, Andrea.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. We're a radio station in Tampa Bay, in case you didn't know.
Of course I do.
Okay. Do you know a guy named Roy who claims to be your husband?
Yes.
Say hi to Roy.
Hi, Rory.
Hey, baby.
Oh.
Hey,
he can put that singing voice on. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
All right, so Roy wanted to perform something for you. Hit it, Roy.
What hurts the most is being so close
and having so much to say, and watching you walk away, and never knowing what could have been.
No, it's good, Roy. No, it's great. That was Andrea, how does that make you feel? Like, describe.
I'm crying.
Oh, laughter or like love?
Crying. No, I loved it. I love that song.
Oh, I love it. That's so sweet.
That was good, buddy.
Man, I wish I would have remembered the rest of the words.
No, don't worry about it.
That was enough.
Dude, you're the man. You called up. You're like, I'm just going to go for it. You did it. So, you guys, happy Valentine's Day. We're going to give you these Rascal Flatts tickets, all right?
Oh, my God. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
You guys are so cute. I feel like they're so fun at a concert. Can't you just tell?
Yeah, as long as Roy isn't singing at the concert.
I just don't want to be standing next to Roy.
Yeah. No.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
New music, that's Chris Young, Raised on Country. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's 99.5 QYK. I love this, man. These stories are crazy to me, but they're true. So Bud Light, they said, you know what? We've done some testing and some scientific studies. They believe that if they put their nutrition label, like blew it up and made it huge on their box, they would sell more beer. So they started doing this in January. Guess what? After a month, they've sold more beer.
I cannot believe this. And I've seen them. I mean, it's the entire side of the box is a nutrition label.
Right. And everything, like the percentages are zero except for
calories. It's 110 calories.
It's 110 calories. It does have 6 carbs.
Yep.
6.6, I think.
Man, you know your Bud Light.
Right. Well, it's,
you know, I wonder why.
When it's 40% of what you consume, oh, I mean, you just have to. Also, it does, by the way, because I do try to intake a good amount of protein, right? 0.9 grams. So
you've got to drink a lot of beers to get a lot of protein.
Well, I don't know what a lot of beers is. All I know is if you have 15 beers, you have about 13 grams of protein. So I don't know what you're talking about. So,
all right. Well, they're saying that they're going to start putting these labels on all of their products by 2020 because it's working.
It's working. Who would have thought? Back in the day, I read this whole thing on it, is they wanted to hide the labels.
Right.
Beer, you know, because they were like, oh, it's beer. There's really no, you know, now they like blow it up and they're like, oh, it's not too bad. I'm not going to, if I have 10 of these, I'm not going to feel very guilty about anything. So good job. Bud Light.
Smart on their part, just because it is so few calories. I mean, 110.
Pretty soon it'll be in like the food pyramid. Like, you know, it'll be like the middle.
Would it be the bottom?
No, just, it'd be in the middle. Yeah,
okay.
Not the top. It was just right in the middle.
I would have assumed for your pyramid, it would have been on the bottom.
No, mine's the whole pyramid. It's the whole, it's the entire
pyramid. It's just an entire stack of Bud Light.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. All right, Rage Yoga. You've heard of, there's all kind of yogas.
Yeah, there's hot yoga. There's relaxation yoga. What is the one?
Goat yoga.
Oh, restorative. That's it. Restorative yoga. It's a bunch of stretching.
Yeah. Last year, they came out with goat yoga where they would put a goat on your back and you would do yoga.
They do that here in Tampa.
Yeah.
And it showed up on my Groupon, and Brian goes, you have got to be kidding me. You wouldn't actually do that, right?
Oh, come on, Brian. It's buy one, get one. I mean, come on. Goat yoga.
You're
can't say no to that,
me.
Dude. Yeah. Here is, listen to this company who has designed Rage Yoga. Explain it.
Exhale, release all that. Let it go. Rage Yoga is a practice that involves breathing, stretching, mudras, yoga postures, and a lot of bad humor. We actually take beer breaks during the class.
Cheers.
It's definitely not for everybody, and that's totally okay. I also don't recommend bringing your children. Yeah. So that's what this does. It allows you to have a safe space to let go of your anger and frustration and rage in a healthy way.
Their website says it'll help you get zen as F.
Zen AF.
Yeah.
That's great.
And you get to, you know, you get to rage, you get to scream, you get to drink beer, and you also get a little workout at the same time. Started in Alberta, Canada. It's in Houston now, and it's
starting to go everywhere else. I wonder if they're going to get it here in St. Pete.
RageYoga.com if you want to check it out. So that's new. Could be a new thing. I mean, you know, you stress the work or something, then you can go and just let it all out.
Yeah,
and get
can't
a good workout.
Stand your boss. Your right. Kids are annoying you. Just go rage it out at yoga.
Go rage at yoga.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Back. Exit sign was lit up last night on The Bachelor. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. So Melanie, of course, was glued to the TV, had to see what was happening
every
with The Bachelor.
Monday night. Yeah. Hold on. Five ladies.
Five people were told to go home.
Well, one of them left on their own, but four of them were told to leave or not given a rose.
Yeah. Listen to this woman. I feel bad for her.
This was Demi.
She confessed her love for The Bachelor, and that was a big mistake.
I now feel like I am falling in love with you. I just want time to be able to, like, enjoy each other and to just, like, let myself fall.
And I do think about us. There's a part of me that just doesn't know if we can get there. I can't sit here and, after hearing that tonight, and put you through a ceremony.
Sometimes it's better to just keep your love quiet, you know, lock it in a safe, and because he said, wait a minute, you're already in love. I'm not ready for that, so you got
to
go.
She was coming on strong. She had this whole entire plan to take his virginity, because you know that's the whole thing this season is that he's a virgin. So
right.
She had this whole thing about how she was going to take his virginity this episode, and then she also called her mother, who just got out of federal prison. Things got a little weird last night.
My gosh.
And then, yeah, so he already talked to the mom, and then he sent her home. It was just
like
so awkward.
Dateline and Live PD all wrapped into one. There's a lot going on.
So it's entertaining. You love those shows.
I do. This is turning into a little bit of a true crime drama thing, and I'm kind of into this. So that was the update last night. A little bit, given the latest scenario here.
Come to the dark side of Bachelor Nation.
Please
do
don't.
Do it.
Football's over. What else is there to watch?
There's the AAF football. No,
stop
There's
it.
New football.
No, stop it. You heard it here. Team Bachelor.
Yay!
Sign me up and accept my apology.
Just take a couple weeks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.